Is the songwriter a gifted being whose inspiration comes from a greater power, or can anyone craft a successful song if the structure's in place and the tools are available? It's a question that has been posed by Debbie Kruger in a series of interviews that she's put together for a new book called Songwriters Speak: Conversations About Creating Music. And there are interviews with, I think, 45 Australian and New Zealand songwriters. To talk about it tonight, Claire Calvay has joined me in the studio. It's her book of the week. Good evening, Claire.
Hello, Tony.
How you been?
I'm fine. What about you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
That's good.
Debbie has done a pretty good job, and she certainly has got an A-list of characters. I mean, you're talking people like Rolf Harris, Bruce Woodley, Johnny Young, Brian Cadd, Ross Wilson, Tim Finn, Stephen Cummings, gee whiz, James Rain. They're all there.
They're all there. And she is, I have to say that Debbie Kruger is a very good interviewer, very articulate. And the reason I decided to review this tonight, Tony, is sort of it happened because I was watching Andrew Denton on Monday night, and he was interviewing Jimmy Webb, of which we reviewed. He's an American, in case some listeners don't know, he's an American songwriter, quite a prolific songwriter, best known for the 60s and 70s hits like Galveston and
Richard Lineman.
That's right, and by the time
MacArthur Park.
Yes, no, it was interesting because he kept mentioning Donna Summer, whereas Richard Harris's version. I love that.
Well, Donna Summer was the hit in America, yes. And Richard Harris was the hit here and in the UK.
Yeah, I loved Richard Harris. And anyway, we actually reviewed Webb's book, Tunesmith, Inside the Art of Songwriting, about 5 years ago. It's still in print and is a tremendous guide for aspiring songwriters. But it brings me to the book of the week, yes, by Debbie Kruger through Limelight Press and distributed through Macmillan. It's about 600 pages, but it's one of those you couldn't possibly read in one night. You pick up and put down, and you can pick out your favorite songwriters, etc. It's meticulously researched, and the book actually took Debbie Kruger about 4 years to write. It was launched a few weeks ago at the Byron Bay Writers Festival and covers four decades. And we learn all about the tunesmiths and their craft. And the very first interview is actually Joy McKean, who's Slim Dusty's widow, and that was just not long after his death. And as you mentioned, there's Billy Thorpe, Vanden Young, Garth Porter from Sherbet, Nick Cave, Chrissy Amphlett, of which there's a new biography coming out, autobiography coming out shortly.
Yep.
Paul Kelly, Daniel Johns. So not only have many of the songwriters written their own material, they've also written for many international performers. I've just written this quote from the book. This is not essentially about the international success of Australian music. It is a collection of in-depth conversations with songwriters whose work has left an indelible imprint on Australia's cultural landscape. I should mention, of course, the New Zealand songwriters like, of course, Neil and Tim Finn, Todd Hunter, Russell Morris. Yes.
I think Jim Webb seems to be of the philosophy that it really is one of those things that is a craft. It's something that you can pick up. And there are, you know, despite the fact you can sort of write a book about it, there are still some indefinable elements to writing the hit song.
Oh, they're indefinable. And that's why I like very much the questions that Debbie Kruger asks. It's, for instance, I like the interview very much with Stephen Cummings, and one of the questions she asked, why do you always write sad songs, you know, and he says, no, I'm a happy person, but I have been in therapy for 10 years, etc., etc. And then other things in the preface, Paul Kelly says, the best songs are the ones that surprise you, and Neil Finn claims that he is often baffled by where the initial spark comes from and the enigma of how songs come to be remain unsolved.
I think Paul McCartney's talked a lot about Yesterday, for example, which he reckons was written in about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Just had the tune immediately, and it just literally fell onto the page.
It's interesting, Tony, a lot of songwriters, as it mentions here, either write down in notebooks or pieces of paper, but musicians are legendary for losing their bits of paper. So, I really enjoyed it because it is quite a little bit voyeuristic. I love the interviews with Paul Kelly and Mark Seymour and Andrew Farris particularly. And I really like the interview with Dawn Walker. He is a very articulate man from Cold Chisel. Look, it's such an interesting book. And if you are a music buff or you are an aspiring songwriter, yes, this is a book for you. Yeah. Very encouraging.
Debbie Kruger spoke at length to 45 songwriters from Australia and New Zealand whose work in rock, pop and country has left a mark. And it's simply called Songwriters Speak, Conversations about Creating Music. Debbie Kruger, the author, and it's released in Australia through Limelight Press. Ma'am, always good to talk, and we shall speak next week. Promise?
Promise. I'll see you next week. Good night, Tony.
Claire Calvet.